بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. آئی ایم تھینکفل ٹو دا آرگنائزرس آف دس سینٹر دے گیو می اپرچونٹی ٹو سی دس بیوٹیفل اسپرچل ورلڈ. دس از مائی فرسٹ وزٹ ٹو دس سینٹر. بابا محی الدین واز ریئلی اے گریٹ سینٹ and he was embodiment of peace and spirituality both. I heard his voice is full of spirituality. Previously when I visited this center, I heard his voice is so beautiful, so spiritual, that one can't afford to stand before this voice. And you know, Islam is a religion of peace and spirituality. People generally say that Islam is a religion of violence, but it is wrong, completely wrong. I would refer to a Quranic verse. There is a verse in the Quran, As-Sulhu Khair. As-Sulhu Khair means peaceful settlement is the best. When there is a controversy, when there is a problem between two groups, so you have to try to settle the matter peacefully. And I think that peace and spirituality both are only two faces of a single coin. Any inner content of peace is spirituality, and external expression of spirituality is peace. So peace and spirituality both are one and the same. Sufi people adopted their formula from this Quranic verse, the As-Sulhu Khair. Their formula was in Persian, Sulh Bakul. It means that peace with all, irrespective of creed, religion, culture, peace with all. It is just like Jesus Christ has said, love your enemy. It means love all, including your enemy. So Sufi formula is peace with all. And peace with all without being provoked by his behavior. The other person may be friend or maybe enemy, so-called enemy, but you have to behave peacefully. So spirituality and peace are basic content of Islam. You know, without peace and without spirituality, there is no spiritual development, no intellectual development, no personality development. So Islam emphasizes greatly on these values, peace and spirituality. There is a hadith, لا تكونوا إماتا. لا تكونوا إماتا means, don't adopt bilateral morality. In your morality must not be based on bilateral principle, no, but unilateral principle. That is, you have to behave morally, ethically, spiritually, peacefully, without taking account what the other's behavior is. And also there is a verse, very relevant verse in the Quran, لا تستوي الحسنة والسيئة اطفاء بالتي أحسن فیض الذي بينك وبين عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. It means that good deed and bad deed are equal. So you have to good deed in return for bad deed by an enemies. And you will see that your enemy has become your dearest friend. So it's a very revolutionary idea. It means that your enemy is your potential friend. There is no enemy. So turn this potential into actual. It means that all men and women may be divided into two categories. Potential friend and actual friend. So your enemy is potential friend. Or friend is the actual friend. So the whole humanity is friend. Some potential, some in terms of potential, some in terms of actual. This is a very revolutionary idea. This idea, this ideology, this concept makes you positive completely. There is no room for negativity in Islam. No room. Once a man asked Prophet, O Prophet, give me a master advice by which I may be able to manage all the affairs of my life. It means that he wanted a master formula for life. Master formula. So Prophet said, La taghzab. Don't be angry. Don't be angry. It means that don't be angry even when provoked. So you have to live in peace, in spirituality. No anger, no hate, no negative thought, no revenge, no violence. So all these negative things are alien in Islam. Then why Islam emphasizes so much on these positive values? Because the goal of our movement is marifa, that is realization of God. The final goal of a believer, of a movement, is to achieve marifa, that is realization of God. So this realization cannot be achieved only through positive mind. There is a verse in the Quran that there is no two heart in a single body. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلَجُلِمْ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنَ فِي جَوْفِي. There is no two heart in a single body. It means that if you inculcate the sentiment of hate, sentiment of revenge, then you cannot inculcate at this positivity at the same time in your heart. Negativity or positivity both cannot coexist. And it is very clear that God Almighty is completely positive. There is no hate in the God's mind. So you cannot achieve God's realization in a heart that lives in hate. So if you want to realize God, if you want to achieve marifa, then you have to purify your soul from all kind of negativity completely. There is a verse in the Quran, Zalika jazao man tazakka. It means that paradise will be given only to those who have purified their soul. Now what is purification? Purifying from negativity, purifying from hate, purifying from revenge. So there is no room for violence in Islam. No room at all. According to Islam, Peace is the Sambhuna. Peace is the Sambhuna. Why? Because without peace there is no development, no progress, no spirituality, nothing. Peace is the bedrock of all kind of positive end. Without peace, even you cannot perform Sarat in a normal atmosphere. So, Sarat and Hajj and all kind of activities, positive activities, can be achieved only in the atmosphere of peace. Then there is a hadith, Prophet of Islam has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْتِي عَلَى الرِّفْقِ مَالَا يَغْتِي عَلَى الْعُنْفِ. God grants to peace what he does not grant to violence. Then there is a verse in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ يَدُوْ إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ. وَاللَّهُ يَدُوْ إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ. And God calls to the home of peace. And God calls to the home of peace. So home of peace is the, home of peace means peaceful society. Home of peace means peaceful society. God calls to build a a peaceful society. So it is the message of God, the goal of Islam is to build a peaceful, a peace-loving individual, and also to build a society where there is nothing except peace. Then there is a hadith that al-Muslim man salama an-nas min lisani wa yadihi. A true Muslim is one by whose hands and tongue people are safe. Here you can see that according to this hadith, hadith means saying of the Prophet of Islam, that true Muslim is a peaceful member of society. Peaceful member of society. Harmless member of society. A believer or mu'min lives in a society without violence, without revenge, without any negative activity. You know, in namaz or salat, we begin our salat from Allahu Akbar. We end our salat by Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullah. What is this? Allahu Akbar means God is great. There is implicit some other thing, that is, God is great and I am not great. God is great and I am not great. So Allah Akbar means, Allah Akbar gives you message of modesty. Allah Akbar means you have to live with modesty. So this is the message of modesty. Then in the end we say, Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. Peace be upon you, peace be upon you. So, we say, we address to all humanity. So, it means that after performing Salat, we are going to society with peaceful heart. With these two basic principles of Islam, modesty and peace. This is the essence of Islam. Thank you very much. If there is any question.
When you meet a person who thinks he is a Muslim and thinks that violence is the way to proceed in the situation, what do you say to them?
Malana, wo ye keh rahe hain ki jab aap kisi musalman se milte hain aur wo ye kehta hai muslim ki जो वे फॉरवर्ड है इट्स ओनली वायलेंस. अगर किसी आप मुसलमान से मिलते हैं और वो कहता है कि वे फॉरवर्ड इज ओनली थ्रू वायलेंस, तो आप क्या बोलते हैं उसको? کیا میسج دیتے ہیں آپ؟
کبھی فارورڈ کا مطلب
آگے بڑھنے کا ایک ہی طریقہ ہے, وہ ہے تشدد, وائلنس.
اٹ از کمپلیٹلی رانگ, کمپلیٹلی رانگ, بیکاز دا کرائیٹیرین آف اسلام از قرآن حدیث, ناٹ مسلم بہیویئر. سم مسلم سے لائک دس, بٹ اٹ از مسلم کلچر, ناٹ قرآن ٹیچنگس. اینڈ یو ہیو ٹو ڈیفرینشیٹ بٹوین مسلم اینڈ اسلام. یو ہیو ٹو جج Muslims in the light of Islamic teachings and not vice versa. I will give you one example. There is a verse in the Quran, وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جَهَادًا كَبِيرًا. Its correct translation is, and do great jihad with the help of the Quran. But these Muslims translate it, fight with the help of the Quran. How you can fight with the help of Quran? Quran is not a sword. Quran is not a gun. So it is a complete wrong translation. So Quran says, do great jihad with the help of Quran. It means that, spread the ideology of Quran. Spread the ideology of Quran. This is jihad. So there is no room for violence in Islam. No room at all.
معرفت کے بارے میں تھوڑا سا بتائیں, وہ کہہ رہے
ہیں. There are two words in English, discovery and realization. So معرفت means to discover God, to realize God. That is معرفت. And it can be achieved only through contemplation. Contemplation. When you think about yourself, how I came to existence, I cannot create myself, it was God who created me. Then you see the nature, all these nature, solar system, all these things, life support system, I cannot create. It was God who created all these things. So when you can realize God through his creation, you cannot see God directly, it is not possible for you. But through his creation you can discover his presence, his bounty, his blessings. There is a verse in the Quran, وَالَّذِي لَعَوْنُ أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Muslims love God most. أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. So why? When you contemplate and you discover all these bounties, so this discovery inculcate in your heart and your mind a strong affection towards God. God is so merciful, so compassionate, so graceful. So through contemplation we realize God. There is no other way. Contemplation in nature, in yourself. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ. So there are two objects of contemplation. Your own existence and the nature. So by contemplation in these two items, your existence and nature, you realize God, you discover God Almighty.
What about the peace inside the heart? I'm worried about the heart is not peaceful. I mean, people are peaceful, nature, everything is peaceful. But the problem is with the heart. No, it's okay.
Manana, wo ye keh rahe hain ki nature peaceful hai, log peaceful hai. Lekin peace in the heart ke bare mein kya kahenge? Heart mein peace nahi hai. So, what would you say on that?
It is a very important question. I was engaged in this question. And after a long contemplation, I discovered the answer. The basic question is that we are living in a world where everywhere there are negative experience. Our world is a world of negative experience everywhere. There are provocations, there are hate, there are violence. So, our world, if you see this world in the, where there are trees, there you can find peace. In the world of jungle, in the world of trees, there are peace. But when you see the human society, there is no peace. Why? According to the Quran, God Almighty has created man and put him here as a test. This testing ground. So, due to this test, God Almighty has given him freedom. Because without freedom, there is no test. So, all those negative situation, all those sad item you find in this world is due to misuse of freedom. Misuse of freedom. So, we have no option other than to keep patience. Patience is not a passive attitude. Patience means learn the art of negativity management. That is, you have to develop that kind of quality that you can convert, you can turn the negativity into positivity. This is the only option. If you have no such art, art of turning negativity positivity, then there is no peace, no peace at all. For example, when I face some negative experience, I always take it as a reward. Because there is a verse in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرُهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. One who keep patience is given unlimited reward. Why? Because this person who keep patience shows that I accept the creation plan of God. It is due to creation plan of God that people misuse their freedom. So I accept it by way of sabr. So when I face such situation, I take it as an opportunity to have greatest reward. Thus I manage my negative thought. This is the only way to live as a peaceful heart of mind. If there is any question?
In this peaceful place, on this peaceful day with these peaceful people, and hearing your peaceful words, I don't think there are many questions.
Manav, वो कह रहे कि मतलब in this peaceful day, in this peaceful place, on this peaceful day, with these peaceful people around, और कोई सवाल नहीं है. सारे सवाल खत्म हो गए.
Yes, it goes to you. This when I entered this place, it came to my mind. That is a world of peace. Here we have built a world of peace. Everything is peaceful. Atmosphere is peaceful. So the best word I can say that it is a world of peace. So when I reach here, I achieved spiritual food. Here I find spiritual food. It's very beautiful, very peaceful, and very, every moment here you receive inspirations. Divine inspiration. The whole world is giving inspiration. Spiritual inspiration, divine inspiration. Very beautiful.